What does ambivalent and polite sound like to you?
Oh, they're so, you know, I love this industry, but it's a bunch of pretty polite people. They know how to smile really well, and oh, this is great. Oh, for sure. But there's, I'm, you know, compelled to say myself, it's about me finding the compelling reason for them to move forward. I can see that, definitely.
Do you recognize when they're being polite but insincere?
Maybe not as much as, I think I'm getting better at that, but I have that need for approval, I guess, or need to be liked, so I kind of, and I'm working on that too, so.
Right, because in order to overcome this problem, the need for approval has to be out of the way. So even if we recognize that it's taking place, you know, it calls for us to nicely confront. And we can't nicely confront if we're afraid that they will hate us.
Right, but let me ask you a question. When it is sincere, like, okay, we called them, we got in to see them.
Yep.
They may be working on a project or two.
Yep.
But there are some people, and Brad and I talk about this all the time, that are removed from the end result.
Like, right.
They are designers, and after this job is done, they're not getting the calls about repainting. They're not getting calls about anything else.
Yep.
And so it sounds good. It may even look good in their, you know, in their recommendations that they've taken this stuff into account. But if they don't get it, if they don't use it, it's no big thing. There's something else. You know, and so there's a lot of people who are just really there and as compelling, you know, I can ask the question to get them to see, okay, yeah, that would be great because it is a high traffic area and it looks great or it carries.
Okay, so let me give you a couple of questions that you can use in this scenario. So I'm in front of a designer. You're the designer. Okay. And you know based on their role that they qualify for what you just described.
Yeah.
They're not the one, and there may not be a need after this project, right? So you've been talking to them for 15, 20, 25 minutes, and they say very nice, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So now we'll pick it up right there. You be the designer. You take this wherever you want it to go. Okay? So give me the compliment, the politeness that you usually get.
Well, it looks great. I'll be sure to let, you know, I'll be sure to suggest this at our next meeting.
Well, thank you, Andrea. I appreciate that. Now, I got to ask you a question. Knowing, knowing that you're not directly involved in this project, that you aren't the one specifying paint, and you may never have a reason to specify paint. What you just saw today, nice to have or gotta have?
Well, first of all, I do specify paint.
Tell me about that.
Well, on my team, I specify paint.
Okay. So, I didn't realize you got that involved in the specking. So putting it in that context, nice to see, or this needs to be specced in the high traffic areas?
Well, I can definitely see the value in it being specced, but it's really going to come down to our budget.
I'm not sure I understand. Tell me about that.
Well, the budget's already set, and while I see that this can definitely be beneficial to the client in the long run, I still have to turn over a project that fits into our budget. So it just depends on how our budget looks once we get to that point.
Well,
but I like it, and I'll suggest it.
Well, can we talk about the recommending to the client part a little bit more?
Sure.
Okay. So, obviously, if I read between the lines, the initial budget did not include a specialty paint like this, right?
Correct.
Okay. So what the client is faced with is they can continue the project with a regular old paint that's going to have to be redone in a short period of time as soon as it starts to look, well, unpleasant, unattractive, which is going to cost them more money. Or you can recommend to them that they can avoid that kind of a situation by spending a little bit more on paint now. So are you inclined to make that recommendation to them, to present the option to them, or to say nothing?
I would definitely suggest to them that we have this as an option that they may want to look closer at.
It wouldn't be any stronger recommendation than that, though.
I'll make it. Well, what do you mean by stronger?
Well, you said you'd present it as an option that they might want to look closer at, as opposed to, and I'm not saying you must do this. This is obviously your decision as to how you want to approach it with your client, but we've got other designers whose primary commitment is saving their clients money over the long term, not just up front. And they would strongly urge their clients to go in this direction. Like I said, it's your decision, but I'm curious as to which way you'd go and how strong the recommendation might be.
That's good. That's me speaking to you. That's good. Okay. I would strongly recommend it now. Yeah.
Okay, so what changed?
Well, digging
now,
deeper.
And hold on. Stop. Okay, so a few things just happened rapid fire, right? Okay, and they all involved, and I'm not talking to you, Andrew, I'm talking to everybody now. They involved not being too trusting. They involved not having need for approval. They involved not having happy years. Who can tell me what the three things are? Just raise your hand, and I'll include you in the conversation. Who caught all three? No hands went up. That's disappointing. Because we're not even at the point yet where you're going to play the part. You only have to listen right now, and you missed it. Did you catch it, Andrea? The three things that happened?
Well, I know that you went deeper. I guess feet on the bases, in a sense. You were asking the questions. You weren't letting me move on. You were asking the questions. If I said, okay, no, I specified, okay, well, tell me about that.
Okay, so the first thing that happened was I confronted, and confront in this case is just, you know, revisited question. Mm-hmm. I confronted that present options that they may want to consider. So I reframed that. Second thing was I went deeper and harder in terms of comparing what you might be able to do to what some other designers might do.
That was
I created
that
a contrast, which is hard if you have need for approval. And then the third thing that happened was you gave in to the peer pressure there. You wanted to be like those other designers. And you said, oh, I would definitely make the strong recommendation. And I didn't let that go. That would have been a happy years thing. I heard what I wanted to hear. And I said, what changed? Because you weren't there a minute ago, right? So those three things went bang, bang, bang. Most of you caught one of those three things. Don't know which one. But those three things have to happen together. You've got to catch the first thing they say and say to yourself, that's not where I want this to be. Create a contrast to give them some reason to get where you want them to be. Mm-hmm. Ask them whether they're where you want them to be now. They said yes, and then not accept the answer, inspect it, and ask what changed. Best possible example that I can give you about how to move somebody from ambivalent to committed. Does that help you, Andrea?
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, how did it help?
to even participate, I knew what was going on, and you still changed my mind. So it was great to see how these things work in, you know, together.
Good.
And it becomes logical on the receiver's end. It's like, there's no reason not to, or there's a great reason to do it. And you know, bombarded me.